share with love, I fly to you much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smile for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care. To you from Russia with love.
Good morning and welcome to the sounds of Merseyside Alternative Radio. That's Matt Munro from Russia with Love, another James Bond theme. Eric Monaghan with you, kicking off shows today, and I hope you enjoyed the music time machine last week. I'd like to thank all those nice people who gave some very kind comments regarding the show. It is back next week, where we'll kick off with a track from the 50s and then carry on where we left off from 1983. Now, I do have a lineup for you for today, so I'll give you that in a bit. And sort of paying respects really out of the good vibes I had by the Time Machine show, some of the tracks we've got today, there's a couple there from the 70s, 90s, quite a few tracks from 2008 and 9. Internationally, we're visiting France, Germany, Belgium, Italy, India, Mexico and Bulgaria, subject to time, because the tracks I've actually selected are 2 hours, whereas we've obviously only got 90 minutes. I mean, it does give John Freeman more time to have his breakfast, of course, if I chop half an hour of his show. Especially for Grant, this is one he'll remember quite well. It's Mark Almond and A Lover Spurned to kick the programmes off today.
Now
Superb sound there of Mark Almond, A Lover Spurned. Excellent voice, good vocals on that. And good lineup today, actually. For those of you who like Roger and Jackie together, you're in for a treat. At 11:30 following me, it's John Freeman, Clutter Free. 1 p.m. it's Tony Hayes with the Kiss and WABC Years. Then it's The Emperor at 2:30, Dave Rogers, Flashback Show. At 4 p.m. it's Jackie with Roger. 5:30, Paul J. Today. Will he say ta-ra? That's goodbye in English, 17 times like he did last week. Although, he's quite an amazing character, really, because at one point he was saying, ta-ra, there's nothing, I'm just filling in, playing those songs that nobody else wants to play. You may as well go off and make a cup of tea. 30 minutes into his show, with 60 minutes to go, he was saying the same thing and inviting people to go and paint the sheds. Well, they'd hardly go and do that in the dark, but because these forums have a habit of starting to, Paul J is going to do an awful show, and of course he ends up with the most listeners. 7 p.m. Lee Morrison, Progressive Rock and Beyond. 8:30, Steve Martin. And at 10 p.m. it's Roger with Jackie, the other way round. Possibly just a diplomatic way of not having them both first, if you know what I mean, by turning the names around. Anyway, another something new. We're in a new studio. The paint's still a bit smelly, actually, after a week. I thought it might have dried by now, but possibly with these very coldish open sky evenings, although it is overcast in Bernaldswick this morning, and these sort of slightly frosty mornings, then maybe the paint hasn't dried as quick as it should have done. But something else new is we're going to feature not one, or going to have not one, but two featured albums on today's show. Never done that before. And the first group, which I saw perform live on a television show, and I thought, these are either insane or very, very lively, lots of energy. And I went out and bought the album, and it's one of those albums where every track is listenable. It's a group called Ebony Bones, and from the album, I think it's Bones of My Heart or something, this is a track called Warrior.
This is the sounds of Ebony Bones.
Bye.
Excellent album by Marina and the Diamonds. That's The Outsider. That's an excellent album where, again, every track is listenable. Before that, from the album Bone of My Bones, it was Ebony Bones and one of two tracks on the programme today, Warrior. And if you enjoy that track and you enjoy the other track, which I'll play for you later, that album, brand new, was £1.49. Now just think about that. By the time you've put a silver disc in your computer and gone and searched it somewhere and had it failed twice and downloaded it and you haven't got it in a proper case, how can you go wrong at £1.49? Now if you had been listening to my show in the 80s, I would have at that time been playing various tracks from a group called Horselips, which, as I've mentioned before, my albums are on vinyl. Fortunately, as the group got back together to play at the Belfast O2 Arena, this has produced a double album. And as much as my favourite overall album from Horselips is Book of Invasions, one of the tracks which has grown on me a lot lately, partly because of it, the performance that Horselips give on the DVD Dancehall Sweethearts of this particular track, this is probably my all-time favourite track. So sit back and enjoy Horselips and Loneliness.
We'll be right back. les fleurs pour les dix. Une fille va sortir de la mairie. Comme chaque soir je l'attends, elle me sourit. Il faudrait que je lui parle à tout prix. Je lui dirai les mots bleus, les mots qu'on dit avec les yeux. Parler me semble ridicule, je m'élance. Et puis je recule devant une phrase inutile qui briserait l'instant fragile d'une rencontre, d'une rencontre. Je lui dirai les mots bleus, ce qui rend les gens heureux. Je l'appellerai sans la nommer. Je suis peut-être démodé. Le vent d'hiver souffle en avril. J'aime le silence immobile d'une rencontre, d'une rencontre. Il n'y a plus d'horloge, plus de clocher. Dans le square, les arbres sont couchés. Je reviens par le train de nuit. Je la vois qui me sourit. Il faudra bien qu'elle comprenne à tout prix. Je lui dirai les mots bleus, les mots qu'on dit avec les yeux. Toutes les excuses que l'on donne sont comme les baisers que l'on vole. Il reste une rancœur subtile qui cacherait l'instant fragile de nos retrouvailles, de nos retrouvailles. Je lui dirai les mots bleus, ce qui rend les gens heureux. Une histoire d'amour sans parole n'a plus besoin du protocole et tous les noms. Discours futile ternirait quelque peu le style de nos retrouvailles, de nos retrouvailles. Je lui dirai les mots bleus, les mots qu'on dit avec les yeux. Je lui dirai tous les mots bleus, tous ceux qui rendent les gens heureux.
Now, a club music classic oldie.
Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me. But I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. Town with the sun going down, all the windows were barred, there was no one around. For they knew that I'd come with my hand on my gun and revenge in my heart for Maria, my dearest departed Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life.
life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Laughter echoed across from the end of the street. There was the man I was burning to meet, and my mind was so calm and so clear as I took my revenge for Maria. And he fell to the ground, raising dust all around, but I knew he was dead long before he went down. It was quick, it was clean, made it easy on him, which is more than he did for Maria. When he did what he did to Maria, take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. This is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me, but I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria.
Especially for Gary Hogg, who enjoyed the oldies last week. That's Tony Christie, I Did What I Did for Maria. And then before that, from 1974, French artist Christophe, Les Mots Bleus. And Christophe is actually still very active in the music industry, producing albums, etc., in France. And largely, he's one of those artists that seems to come up with consistently good records. And of course, I missed out Ireland, because Horselips was from Ireland when I was giving you the list of countries that I was going to feature. Now, my second featured album is an artist I probably wouldn't have given a second look at until I saw him appear live on a show, and I thought, what fantastic vocals he had. And I went out and bought the album, which is a deluxe version of the album, which is two CDs and a DVD. And at the moment, I haven't actually watched the DVD. CD 1 features 18 tracks, and it's a 50-50 split between instrumental and vocal. And some of these artists puzzle me as to why they have large numbers of instrumental tracks on. And you may remember in the past I've commented about Jam and Spoon, who have quite a exciting hit with a lady called Plavka, and then when you buy the album you find it's two hits with her on, and the rest is something you could have knocked up in your bedroom on an electric organ yourself. Well, Moby is the artist I'm going to feature. I have one other album by him which is, I would say, underplayed, and I must dig it out and see. There'll be a reason why I bought it, but I haven't played it very often. And for purposes of the exercise, I'm going to pick out one of the vocal tracks and later on one of the instrumental tracks, so you can see the sort of thing I'm talking about. On the album of 18 tracks, I actually put down that I would enjoy 8 of them, which isn't a bad result really. I've had a lot worse than that. Disc 2, and I would describe disc 1 as being sort of transcendental almost. If you want to relax or turn the lights off and feel yourself drifting away into another universe, this would be an excellent album to listen to. Disc 2 is a more, as it's described on the disc, ambient versions of it. So just where you would end up drifting on there, I do not know. But again, if you wanted something sort of quite relaxing, that would be the disc to listen to. Talking of relaxing, I have a special track coming up at the end of the show for Souffle, who is temporarily not with us. and I wish her all the best and hope that she treatments and whatever else that she's waiting for are going well. So a track for you coming up at the end, very much in the Time Machine mode, and it's such an old track I couldn't even do the joke that Paul Jay used to play it when he was a lad, because it's even older than that. So for the time being, this is Moby. This is the liveliest track on the album, one I particularly liked, and I say it's the vocals particularly that got me. It's a track called One Time We Lived, and it's from the album Wait For Me.
Time. My body's here, but my heart stays there, 'cause it knows what I found. 8 o'clock in the morning, my taxi drives uptown. The city hides a lonely tears, 'cause it knows what I found. Oceans apart, I'm still thinking of you. Tears in my heart, all my dreams are torn in two.
Bring back a long lost glory of
That's the sound of Jesse and Dancing in the Dark, the Dancing DJs mix. Very difficult artist to look up on the internet, actually, because if you type in a name, J-E-S-S-Y, it really isn't enough. You come up with every Jesse in the world. That's 2006. Before that, we had Milk, Inc. and Oceans, and we started off with the what I thought was an excellent track from Moby. And it's just a pity that he can't do more tracks like that where he puts his vocals to good use, because I'm fairly certain he would have a big commercial hit with something. Now, Doctor Who fans, don't forget, in about 12 minutes time, it's part 20, I think we're up to now, of Doctor Who, the Ambassadors of Death. Meanwhile, play this one for Steve, something slightly different for him. We're off to Mexico, and a young lady by the name of Faye from 1996.
La
From the summer 2009 album Made in Bulgaria, can't tell you who the artist is or the name of the track because it's all written in their rather strange language. Before that we had Alphabeat from 2008, Fascination, and then we started off in Mexico with Faye from an excellent album called Festival Acapulco 96, and it makes me wonder if there are more albums in the series. Now, as you know, we've been in this new studio and I've had a young man along called Tom Monahan, who you've heard some of his tracks before, and you'll be hearing a few more in the months to come, and he's been tidying up because whoever's doing things in the week is making a right mess. And is he going to say hello?
Hi, from Tom Monahan.
There you go, you see, Tom Monahan saying hello. And meanwhile, we've got to join the Doctor and see what's happening over at Space Headquarters, Episode 20, The Ambassadors of Death, on MAR.
What's the K factor?
Fuel 1,297 tons. No other available source?
Liquid fuel in production, 2,000 tons.
Well, that can be speeded up.
It's a new M3 variant, highly volatile. It was not intended for manned spaceflight.
We'll have to use it.
The liftoff rate would crush the astronaut.
What about reducing the Gs by mixing K and M3?
I would compute that. But you will still have to get your rocket built.
The minister is putting up every possible objection.
What do you expect? This doctor's theory is ridiculous.
I thought you were supposed to be helping me. Or do you intend to commit more sabotage?
I was ordered to do that by General Carrington. But I have computed the assembly of the rescue rocket as you asked me.
The doctor quietly enters the computer room. Tartalian freezes as something jabs into his back.
You're not armed, I hope.
I would not have used that gun. Not than a fellow scientist.
Thank you. I'm much relieved.
The doctor returns his pencil to his breast pocket. Tartalian relaxes.
Have they found your assistant?
No, not yet. May I have the use of your computer?
Yes, certainly, and I'm sure Dr. Tartalian will be only too pleased to help you. When you have a moment, I'd like to see you in the control room about the recovery capsule.
He strides out, leaving the doctor with the exasperated Tartalian.
I'd like to program these impulse records, if I may.
What do you hope to learn from them?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't need a computer, would I?
To make a start, we must have some idea.
Well, I suspect some sort of pattern.
This could take a long time.
Well, it mustn't, Tartalian, it mustn't.
Doctor, I am not trying to obstruct you. Excuse me. Hello, Tartalian here. Yes? Who is that? A moment, please. This is for you.
Okay. Hello, yes? Yes, it is. Who is this?
The line goes dead.
My assistant, Liz Shaw.
They have found her?
No. Someone threatening to kill her if I don't stop interfering.
The doctor stares searchingly at Tartalian, who remains deadpan.
Well, let's get back to work, shall we?
Lennox and Liz are taking radiation readings.
2 million rads. Dropping to 2 million minus 50,000.
Minus 50,000.
Lennox turns to the heavy, who has been casually watching them work.
You better tell Regan we've only got one more canister left.
The man gives a surly shrug.
Well, do you want them to die?
You'd better be right.
He stalks off into another room, leaving Liz and Lennox alone together. Hurriedly putting on her overcoat, Liz races up the steps to the exit. Lennox just watches in weary resignation as she unsuccessfully tries to open the door. Despondent, Liz trudges back down to him.
It's no use. They lock it.
Are you a prisoner?
That's a matter of opinion.
Are you or aren't you?
I can come and go as I please. But I haven't got anywhere to go.
You were a respected scientist once.
Grossly underpaid.
Lennox is still wearing his radiation suit.
Can you help me?
He picks up the helmet and gloves and crosses to a bench. As Liz comes forward to assist him, Lennox discreetly produces a key and slips it onto the bench top. The two scientists exchange looks.
I lost my key somewhere. For that door up there. They'll find me in the cubicle. Locked and bolted from the outside, you understand?
Yes, of course. Why don't you come with me?
Where would I go?
Liz gratefully takes the key and helps Lennox on with his helmet and gloves. Lennox picks up an isotope canister from under the bench and goes to the isolation chamber. Liz unlocks the door and Lennox enters. Having closed the door behind him, Liz locks it and slides the bolts into position. Giving Lennox a quick thumbs up through the glass, she makes her escape.
These impulses are a mathematical formula for building an electronic device.
Tartalian looks up from his computer.
What sort of electronic device?
I'll have to build it to find out, won't I?
In defiance of the message threatening Miss Shaw's life?
Well, how are these people going to know what I'm doing unless somebody tells them?
Who would do that?
You, for instance?
Liz emerges from a derelict army pillbox at the edge of an unkempt and overgrown field. She looks around, checking that the coast is clear, then scrambles up a shallow rise onto a dirt track leading towards a minor country road.
You are being most insulting.
And you are being continually obstructive.
I acted under the orders of General Carrington.
Did you? Or are you involved with the people who are really behind this?
What people are you talking about?
The people who kidnapped Miss Shaw, who kidnapped the three astronauts.
Have you told the Brigadier about your suspicions?
No, not yet.
Why not, if you're so sure of your facts?
Well, I thought I'd offer you some sort of alternative. A ruthless investigation by the Brigadier. Or a few quiet words with me and your name kept out of things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do, Tartaglian. And I'm going to give you a little time to think it over. Right, well, if you'll excuse me.
He gathers up the printouts.
Let me see what can be done about building this machine. Think over what I've said. I shall expect to hear from you very soon.
As soon as the doctor has gone, Tartaglian goes to a locker. Taking out a small walkie-talkie-type device of advanced design, he weighs it thoughtfully in his hand. Liz has reached the road and is overjoyed to see a car coming towards her. She waves desperately, but it continues on by. Another car approaches, an upmarket Mercedes. Mustering all her charm, Liz thumbs a ride. As the driver pulls up, Liz runs to the passenger side and opens the door.
Tartaglian.
Get in, monsieur.
He gestures with his gun. A smile of relief gone, Liz climbs inside. Tartaglian turns off the road and onto the dirt track, heading for the bunker.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Radio Nova, international.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi.
Radio Nova, international.
Laisse-moi t'aimer toute une nuit. Laisse-moi toute une nuit faire avec toi le plus long, le plus beau voyage. Oh, oh, veux-tu le de la poussière. Toi, tu es mon soleil et mon eau vive. Laisse-moi t'aimer rien que de nuit. Laisse-moi
this, fancy getting picked up by the baddies again. That was a 1970 sound of Mike Brandt, and as you've probably gathered, I still haven't got an AMAR jingles, and I haven't had a cup of tea this morning either. Jackie Frost is on the way with one. I suspect it might be very cold by the time she gets here, though. Now, Souffle, if you're listening, it's about 13 minutes before you need to get ready and relax and chill out for your special dedication. In the meantime, it's back to Ebony Bones and the second track from their album. This is the story of Saint Ockwell. Think about it, put Saint and Ockwell together, and what do you get? Ebony Bones on MAR, Merseyside Alternative Radio, www.mar.me.uk. If you want to send us an email, it's mar@rock.com.
Well, just come on.
What do you mean?
I haven't done anything yet.
Is it the suit?
No!
Is it?
No, the suit's all right.
Fine.
What is that on your lip?
There's nothing on my lip.
No.
Not a thing. Nothing. That sounds like Tommy Cooper.
Never mind about the...
You should have disappeared by now.
What's that on your top lip?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
You have grown a moustache.
I haven't. No,
you haven't?
No.
Oh, that's not a mustache.
I'm minding it for a friend.
That isn't... Well, what is that then? What is it?
It's a false one.
Oh, it's a false one?
Yes.
Oh, it's a false mustache.
I just said that, yes.
It'll come off then, won't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Get off.
It'll come off.
Don't touch it. You leave me bush alone. What are you doing? What do you want to embarrass me for in front of everybody?
Because I like embarrassing you. I know what you've done. You've grown a mustache, haven't you? A real one. And I know why. Because you're getting middle-aged. You want to present a new image, don't you? You want to look all young and trendy with that mustache.
I'm not getting middle-aged.
Yes, you are.
Belt you.
You're losing it on top, so you're making up for it with that mustache, aren't you? Shut up! Shut up!
The truth, you see? I hit the truth.
You're going bald at the front.
I'm not!
Baldy Morgan.
I've no need to grow one of these to make for that up, for that up there. I can always walk backwards.
Well, I never.
We all know that. We all know that. That's why you're so flaming frustrated.
You grew that for a girl, didn't you?
No, she grows her own. It's longer than mine. I've got ginger tips.
To the snuff.
Has anyone else seen it?
No, it's the first time I've had it out. First time I've been out since I started to grow it. It embarrassed me now.
And when did you start to grow it?
Yesterday afternoon.
You grew that moustache overnight?
Yeah.
It is impossible to grow anything that big in 24 hours.
Oh, no. No, not with a new miracle product that is out on the market now.
Miracle product?
Yes.
And what's that?
These.
What are they?
Moustache seeds.
Moustache seeds?
Moustache seeds made by a firm in Bushy.
Yeah. Now, that is not true, and you know it. There's no such thing as moustache seeds.
These are moustache seeds. Yeah. In this packet of these seeds,
mm-hmm.
There is at least one 9-foot beard or 35 moustaches.
Really?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
It's true.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what?
What?
A moustache would suit you.
Do you think so?
Have a look. I like that.
But not that shape, though.
Any shape you want.
And what sort of a shape do you think I ought to have?
A long one.
Long one?
Yeah, one of those got all the way down there, like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So you can tie it on top of your wig on a windy day.
That's a good idea.
It is.
I do get trouble with the wind.
I have heard that.
Hey, these moustaches, how do they work?
It's got it written on the packet.
Yeah?
Place seeds on top lip.
Yeah.
In early March.
Mm-hmm.
Lie for 3 hours against a south-facing wall and avoid frost, which I always do. Have you seen that program?
Yes, I always. I'd like to try those, you know, I really would.
Yeah, well, there you are.
How much are they?
Very expensive.
Expensive?
12 guineas a packet.
12 guineas? Oh, what a shame, 12 mm-hmm. guineas. Do you think I could get some round the corner?
No, they've sold out.
Sold out?
So popular, Ern, that they sold out.
Oh, I'd like to have had some. I feel really brought down now.
You didn't have far to go, though, did you? Let's be honest. I'll tell you what, though, I'll do for you.
What?
Teeny chew. You can have these, and there's plenty left.
Yeah?
You can have those for the fiver.
A fiver?
A fiver.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. My little middle-aged friend. Thank you. Yeah, there's the fiber.
Yeah.
Moustache seeds. Now, what do I have to do? I have to put them up. Wait a minute.
On your top lip.
Place the seeds on the top lip.
That's right.
In early March.
Yeah. And in no time at all, huh? Look at me.
Yeah.
You'll have a moustache like that.
A luxurious moustache like that.
You feel the quality of that.
All right.
That's gorgeous, isn't it?
I would love to have a moustache.
That's a beauty. You can't buy that.
No.
Have a look. See if it suits you first.
No, don't do that.
What's it done?
No, it makes me sneeze, you see.
Eh?
Makes me.
You'll never learn, you know. Never.
Y'all feel the music, the sound of the tumbi playing.
A can of vitamin.
Feel the rhythm, get into the groove.
Laddie and Hasina there, and from an excellent Bollywood dance album. A couple of years old now, that, but another one of those albums where every track is superb. And of course, that before that we had the unmistakable Eric Morecambe. I'm Eric Monaghan, nearly saying goodbye to you. Just got time to have our second track from the Moby album. This is the instrumental one, and then after that I'll be back to play a track for Soufflé. So enjoy Moby, and you can make your own minds up whether this is the best instrumental track on the album, according to myself, anyway. So apologies to Moby fans, that's a track called Isolate from the album Wait For Me. And the reason why, as you know, I don't talk over tracks, but the reason I'm about to talk over that track is that I've got about 3 minutes to go. I've got another 9 tracks to play, including the one that I've put up for Soufflé. So if John's listening in the other studio, you just come in at your normal time at 11:30, because this track is definitely going to run over. Now, Sue, from everybody here at the station, we're hoping that you'll have a speedy recovery and speedy return to health, and we hope that you'll be back on the station very soon, and even if that means it's a guest appearance on somebody's show. This is quite a relaxing track. It's one you're either going to hate or you're going to love. Obviously I hope you're going to enjoy it, and it's some 8th century Italian sacred music. The title of the track is Summe Rex, which unfortunately I don't do Latin, so that means nothing to me. But especially for Soufflé, as Eric Monaghan's show's coming to an end, join me next week for the Time Machine, And enjoy the rest of the programme. Stand by for John Freeman in a couple of minutes. This track is 6 minutes long, John, so I say you will need to cut in. But especially for Soufflé, sit back and relax and enjoy this.
Bye.